it came right after I had found myself thinking, watching the priest preach, I can see myself doing that. And that was kind of a thought out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear the hymn and I say, whoa, what's going on? And then we get back to my aunt's house and we're talking about, oh, where are you going to go to college? All that sort of stuff. And my aunt makes a joke about there being an Episcopalian seminary up the road. Said, maybe you can become a priest. And I'm thinking, of all days for this to be proposed in my life, it's today. And I couldn't shake the thought really ever again.
A listener once described St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 as grounded and faithful. What does it mean? It means the teachings on St. Gabriel Radio are trusted and true. They're consistent with sacred scripture and the catechism of the Catholic Church. We stick to the truth, clear and simple. A faithful approach, just one more reason why St. Gabriel Catholic Radio isn't just radio, it's something that makes a difference. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Michelle Fanley, and I'm in the studio with Father Michael Watson from St. Mary's in Delaware. And we are so honored to have you here, Father. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you just listened to a clip of Elizabeth Ficicelli on our local show, Answering the Call. But we are here today in the studio for our Fall Spirit Drive and inviting you to be part of our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio mission and bringing the gospel to all the people here of Ohio. So we want to encourage you all to call in to 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com to donate today to us. We're looking for some special number of gifts today. We're looking for a goal of 14. Father, you think we can top that? We need 14 gifts this hour, four sustaining members and one leadership gift.
That's just two touchdowns and two extra points.
There we go. Father's all ready for you. We're talking about football Friday night. Well, before we begin, let's Father, will you please lead us in prayer?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, with you, hope springs eternal, as especially evidenced last night with the Cleveland Browns. We thank you for this beginning of the new fall season. It is a time to relish being part of your creation and to witness the splendor of that creation and the beauty of the fall colors. We also thank you for the gift of one of your son's great apostles, Matthew, whom we celebrate today, and also one that also makes it clear that hope does spring eternal, that even those who are known to be sinners can also experience your transforming love. We gather here in the richness of the gift of our faith that has been passed on for the last 2,000 years and continue to make that faith known, especially in word, as we gather here today. And may your inspiration and your wisdom continue to reign upon us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Father, for offering that prayer and for joining us today at the AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. So we are here for asking you to call in to help us continue to spread the gospel, to share the message by giving a financial gift to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we have lots of ways you can do that. You can be, first of all, a sustaining member. So that's a gift of $20 or more a month. A gift of any amount, though, is always welcome. The third way we do is a leadership gift, and that is a gift of $1,000 or more. And the fourth way is a business membership where you would donate $60 a month for over 100 mentions of your business a year. Mm-hmm. So that is a pretty great way to get your business out there. Let people know that you are a Catholic, active Catholic in our community, and a way to support Catholic businesses. So today we are going to be joined now by Marisa, and she is our angel. Where's your wings, Marisa?
You know, I've been wondering that all hour. Is I've heard of my other youth minister friends who are wearing wings as they come in, and I have not gotten any yet. So you tell me.
Yeah, I think you must have to raise some more money.
What do I have to do?
Raise some more money, right?
Okay. Yeah, challenge is down. Help me get my wings.
That's right. So call on in, and Marisa's going to give us a little update on some of our givers.
Yeah, definitely. You can give by calling 614-459-4820. You can also go to stgabrielradio.com to support the station. So we want to thank John and Tuesday from Delaware St. Mary's, who gave a one-time gift. Thank you so much to them. We also want to thank an anonymous giver. Yeah. We also want to thank an anonymous giver who also gave a one-time gift, who's just so grateful that the radio is here in Columbus because she really likes everything about it. So thank you to our givers.
Well, Father, I think you've already got your first caller in. You know, I said going on with Father Watson is going to be a great hour because he's got so many fans here in Columbus, Ohio. Everybody loves Father Watson.
Well, it looks like we got a safety with two gifts.
There we go.
That's great.
Father is ready for some football, I take it.
It's in the air.
It is. It's a beautiful fall day, and we're here at the Fall Spirit Drive to help. If you can help us, like Father said, make a touchdown, make a gift. It's St. Gabriel Radio. You can call in to our station, 614-459-4820. You can go online to stgabrielradio.com, or you can, you know what, you can even give. I saw on Facebook today. I was on Facebook, and right on there, you just click donate. So it is so easy. They make it so simple for you to be able to help out, to join our mission, join our family here at St. Gabriel Radio. But we're going to talk a little bit with Father Watson about some of the benefits he sees from this great radio station here, right here in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, it really is a great radio station, probably one of the top radio stations, Catholic radio stations in the country, as far as its coverage, exposure, and a continued even growing exposure down in Scioto County with a new station in the Portsmouth area. But I used to look at Catholic radio as like a smorgasbord. There's so many different offerings out that are available that help to feed the soul and to help deepen one's faith, to have a lot of opportunities to grow in community and to hear what's going on as well. But there's just a height, a breadth, and a depth that flows from this radio station that engages the general public and both Catholic and non-Catholic in a very positive and meaningful way that helps us to live out of this gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.
Now, Father, I know a lot of listeners probably are familiar with you and your work here in Columbus, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they can, for those who don't know you, get to know you a little bit better.
Well, I grew up in a little town called Worthington, which is just a little around the corner, and I'm pretty much of a local product here. And actually, I spent half of my priesthood of 32 years right at St. Andrew's, so I'm back in where I've spent half my life, and right now for the last 5 years have been pastor at Delaware St. Mary's. And it's a great place that continues to be a growing place, and especially in the faith. So, I mean, Delaware is somewhat of a hot spot, and we're very blessed to have a place that's rich in history at Delaware, and yet it is becoming very much alive in the present. So I'm very grateful to be there.
I think of Father Watson every time when I go to Mass on Wednesday. I'm the school nurse at St. Andrew, and I usually end up in the vestibule with a student who's not feeling very well. And right on the floor, there's a very large tile that's dedicated to his service to the church. So I always think of him and pray for him while I'm at Mass with those children every week. And we are blessed to have this amazing radio station. And we are going to be going now to something that you are probably familiar with here at St. Gabriel, some of our amazing programming. We're going to be listening to a clip from one of the all-time favorites, Father John Ricardo.
My sense is that the trouble for a lot of us as regards living with joy in the midst of this world is that we hold ourselves, or at least many of us hold ourselves, to what I think is a very unrealistic and downright unhuman expectation. Many of us expect ourselves to live in a way that even Jesus didn't live, which is simply foolish. Gospels tell us Jesus got angry. He threw furniture down the steps. As G.K. Chesterton said, he had no problem saying to people or asking them how they thought they were going to be able to escape the flames of hell. He got angry. He didn't sin. It's possible to be angry and not sin, but he got angry. Scriptures tell us that he cried. He cried at Lazarus' tomb. He cried over the vision of the city which he had come to save and to redeem, which had rejected him. Gospels tell us he got sorrowful. Gospels tell us that he was deeply troubled in spirit when the time of his passion was approaching. He sweat blood, so profound was his terror in the face of death. And he cried out from the cross, feeling abandoned. If Jesus experienced all these things and did all these things, then surely you and I not only can do these things, but if you and I don't do them, something is wrong, not good. To not do these is not to live superhumanly, it's to live unhumanly. So I think maybe one of the things that the Lord wants to do is just give permission for some of us to realize that we can go through these, and that it doesn't mean we don't have faith. It doesn't mean that we don't have joy. The Lord always has the disposition of joy, but he allows a real humanity to always shine through him. Some of us think we're supposed to live life like robots or machines. But God is passionate. There's something like suffering in God. You have to be careful how you say that, but there's something like suffering in God. We see him in the gospel again. He's moved to act on our behalf. He's not just sitting up there, you know, figuring out the computer program or the mathematical formula for us all to get home. His heart is moved, the prophets tell us over and over again. So if God responds in that way, then it's only appropriate for you and I to respond that way. And I don't think some of us allow ourselves to do this. The goal of this apostolate, at least part of it, has always been for us to grow not only in our devotion to the Sacred Heart, but in our similarity to the Sacred Heart, or in our sharing in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let's listen to the Lord's heart tonight, not only as he speaks through the Scriptures, but even as he's just speaking to us individually in the room, whatever it is that he wants to say, whatever freedom he wants to give to us, so that our hearts can more and more resemble his, and so that we can live a really authentically human life. God gives permission to grieve. Some of us are still in the midst of grieving, and we think we should be strong. It says who? God didn't say that. In fact, God often just says, give in. Not give in to the grief, give in to me. Let me take the grief. Bring the grief to me. Be real. The Lord knows what's going on inside us anyway, so there's no sense putting up a facade. Go ahead and be real. In Pope Benedict's incredible work, which if you haven't read Jesus of Nazareth, you have to read. He talks a little bit about this. He's dealing with a chapter on the Beatitudes, and he's talking about what the Beatitudes have in common with Paul, who we just looked at. Let me just read this briefly and share it with us, because I think it encapsulates this tension that we're trying to live in, which we have to understand is possible to live in between suffering and joy. Pope writes, what the Beatitudes in Luke's Gospel present as a consolation and a promise, Paul presents as the lived experience of the apostle. He considers that he has been made the last of all, a man under a death sentence, a spectacle to the world, homeless, slandered, and despised. And yet he, Paul, experiences boundless joy. As the one who has been handed over, or who has given himself away in order to bring Christ to men, Paul experiences the interconnectedness of cross and resurrection. We are handed over to death so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. In his messengers, that would be us, his disciples, Christ himself still suffers, still hangs on the cross, and yet he is risen, irrevocably risen. Although Jesus' messengers in this world are still living the story of Jesus' suffering, the splendor of the resurrection shines through, and it brings a joy, a blessedness, greater than the happiness that Paul could formerly have experienced on worldly paths. It is only now that he realizes what real happiness, what true blessedness is, and in so doing notices the paltriness of what by conventional standards must be considered satisfaction. So there is a tension in the life of the disciple. We are experiencing great pain, great struggle, not only externally but internally, and great joy. Not either or, both and. They go concurrently in the life of the Christian.
And that was just a clip from Father John Ricardo on joy, the gift of joy. And what a beautiful clip that was. I'm Michelle Fanley. I'm in the studio with Father Michael Watson at the AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. And we are so glad you've joined us, whether you're driving around the car, picking up kids from school. We are here in this hour to make our goal of 14 total gifts. And we've already met 9. Look at that, Father. What an amazing, that was ticking up there fast. And we're looking for 4 sustaining members, that is people who would give a gift, a monthly gift, $20, just $20 a month, just a small sacrifice to help be a sustaining member. And we have 2 of those. We need 2 more. And we're also looking for a leadership gift, and that is a gift of $1,000 or more. And there are some really beautiful prizes and gifts, thank you gifts for you if you do, including a rosary CD of Father John Ricardo that we just heard. So that clip, Father, I loved listening to what Father Ricardo was talking about, joy. And I was preparing for this yesterday, and I got my mail, and I got this magazine, and it says, "Where can I find joy?" It says, "It doesn't come from getting what I want. It comes from being who I am as He created me to be."
Mm-hmm. Well, I think as Father Ricardo very aptly stated, that there's joy in the midst of suffering, and that they can be, they're not mutually exclusive, but they're part of the package. Within the past year, I've been and went to a treatment facility for my alcohol use disorder. And follow up to that, I go to meetings. And every meeting is always ended with a particular prayer. It's a prayer of acceptance. And it's accepting the reality of life as it is, both the good and the bad, and that there is a deeper divine purpose and movement in our life that rather than trying to make things according to our own ways things should be, there is a divine plan that we are called to be able to incorporate the our experiences, both the good and the bad, and to see a larger picture of God's hand at work, and come to recognize that and to come to a deeper acceptance of that.
Thank you for sharing that beautiful story, Father. We need to also remember to also pray for all of our priests, right? Because our priests in our diocese and all over, they have been placed with such a heavy burden and such a heavy load and so much work to do that we as the laity need to be reminded every day to pray for our priests and to offer up our sacrifices to them and for them and for their well-being and for their holiness. So I just want to encourage all our listeners as we extend in this hour of the Spirit Drive to remember to pray for our priests, for our pastors, for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Well, actually, you know, regarding what I just said, actually, I feel very blessed by that experience rather than feeling like I was narked out or whatever and holding resentment or grudges. But at the end of the day, it's really being more grateful for what has happened and needing to retool. And rather than staying on the same path in which that path was kind of ultimately shortchanging God, as getting home at night was either too tired or too buzzed to be able to spend time, quality time with the Lord.
And that is important, having that time each evening to just to spend with the Lord, to pray, no matter how busy, right, our lives are, to take that time out every night to have that little, you know, date with Jesus and pour out your heart to Him. So we are here at the AM 820. We are at the Fall Spirit Drive, and we are asking our listeners to join in with us, to partner with us, to help to spread this great message that St. Gabriel has through the airways across the greater state of Ohio, which we're really blessed that we have radio that I know I do a lot of traveling, and many times I can go all the way to almost the Indiana border and get the station all the way there. And now we're expanding to Portsmouth, so you can drive south and you'll get the whole thing. So I want you to call in and help us out with 614-459-4444. 4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
You know, I think you ought to do a little jingle on that, like the song Jenny. You know, 614-459-48200.
There you go. That's a good. I know, I was listening. Father Lutz this morning was singing, and I was going to ask, you know, what? How much would somebody have to donate to get you to sing on air, Father Lutz? It's a great job.
That's about the extent of it, I think.
We do. We need a St. Gabriel jingle. We'll have to get the marketing team on that. But please to call in. There's also some bonus money out there. So if we reach, we've already reached our first goal of 8. So that's an additional $250. If we reach our total goal of 14 gifts, we get an additional $350. And if we have 17 gifts, we get a bonus of an extra $500. So your money is really doubling, or, you know, you're giving more with your gift because we have some generous donors who are matching. So please call in 614-459-4820 or give at stgabrielradio.com. And we're excited to see Marisa back in the office, but she still doesn't have her wings.
Hi. No, I think we're really close, though. So okay. I think it's all because of Father Watson, who's just so loved. Like, people can't stop calling. So good job,
Father Watson.
You're
too busy to get your wings, right?
Yeah, really. So I have one last dad joke for you all from my husband, who is a new dad. So what do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What?
A Roman Catholic.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we do have some updates on our gifts. So you can call in 614-459-4820 to give to the station, or you can also give online at stgabrielradio.com. So we want to thank Maria, who's from Holy Spirit Parish, who is giving a one-time gift in honor of the parishioners at Holy Spirit. She says that St. Gabriel Radio brought her back to the faith and has shed a light on her faith. So God bless her in that
Thank
gift.
Thank you. That was my first parish assignment.
Wow. Really?
Yes,
See?
It was wonderful to be out
Watson.
There.
Yeah. Okay, we also want to thank Kathy, who is giving a one-time gift in honor of Father Stephen Smith, I think, who was on last hour.
Yes.
So she says her favorite thing about St. Gabriel Radio is the Alive for More program. And then finally, we want to thank Angela, who's from Delaware St. Mary's, and she's also giving in honor of Father Watson. She says that as a convert to Catholicism, the radio station is very instrumental to continue to learn about her faith. So she also became a sustaining member. So thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you, Angela. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, God bless all of our givers. And don't forget, you can call or you can give online. So thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Marisa. Now you go get those wings, girl. You've earned it, I think. We are keeping busy in the studio, and we are hearing the phone rings, but we need some more calls. We need to get up to our goal of 14 gifts. We need 4 sustaining members. That's only $20 a month. So, you know, that's just a small sacrifice. Maybe that one evening out or those coffees in the morning, make a small sacrifice so that you can become a sustaining member. We're also looking for a leadership gift. That is one gift of $1,000 or more. And we also have some amazing prizes and thank you gifts, including a DVD of the Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. And they're also even doing, I saw a raffle for some Ohio State tickets to the Nebraska game. So for a caller, if you call in. So that is a great opportunity. And we are excited to welcome our guests into the studio. We have Trudy and Dr. Francis Wilimoski from Grandview Chiropractic. So welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome. We are blessed to have you here. And Trudy and Dr. Francis are business advertisers here at St. Gabriel Radio. And I had the pleasure of chatting with them a little bit before the show. And I asked just a little bit, tell our listeners how you heard about St. Gabriel and got involved as business underwriters.
Well, we were driving home from work one day on a Friday doing a spirit drive and had the AM 820 on, and it was just like we heard somebody either talking from maybe when a Deacon Hector might have been talking, he was on earlier from out at Seton, or Deacon Andy from over at St. Margaret, or heard them guys talking, and it was like, we got to be a sponsor. We should do this. Can we do this? Can we afford this? And it was like, I don't know. It's like, but it was like, yeah, we pulled the trigger, and it was been the best decision since we did that 3 years ago. We've been quietly and silently supporting the voice of Catholic Radio in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, we are so blessed to have you. And now you are members at Seton Parish.
Yes.
And since you're involved with lots of things there, tell us a little bit about some things you're involved with at Seton.
Wow. Our parish is just coming alive. And part of that was because of 820. I've been listening for about 7 years, and I had heard about Alpha, and I was so excited about it. We weren't offering it yet. And I didn't even know that the church was hiring an adult faith director. That's just amazing, Liz Christie. And she came to me and said, hey, you want to help with Alpha? And I almost fell out of the pew. How did you know? I was praying for that.
The Holy Spirit.
Exactly. So I really thank the radio station, because I knew about it from Father Ricardo before we ever got there.
Absolutely. And it says you're involved. You're with the Knights of Columbus, Eucharistic Adoration, That Man Is You, Walking with Purpose, the choir. So you are quite involved with your Catholic faith. And so how do you see the radio playing into your parish and your practice and AM 820 impacting your family?
Well, I think that we just have to keep promoting the Catholic faith quietly, silently. I mean, it's not beating people over the head with it, but just saying, here we are. This is what we stand for. We're going to be here through good times and bad. You know, we have a lot of things to offer that haven't ever been. I think it's like a fire that's just growing. It's starting to take off out there, you know. And some of the men's groups, some of the guys are doing some of the Alpha programs or That Man Is You. They're just waking up. They've been dormant for so long that it's finally just seeing them be able to kind of get confident and take a leadership role and say, this is what we got to do. I mean, no more how to be a better Catholic. You know, how to be a stronger Catholic, how to be not a crazy Catholic, but just kind of tell people the truth and with love and compassion. And, yeah, I think it's helped everybody just seeing the bumper stickers or, you know, talking about it, listing the just the programming material, just the priest talking all the time, just on the program, just learning about our faith it's just unbelievable.
I think it's great. St. Gabriel's, I said, it's like evangelizing for chickens, because you don't always know the answer when somebody asks you to defend the faith, but you can tell them to listen to AM 820 and they can tune in and they can learn. And it's so simple and so easy. And like you said, put it on your bumper magnet on your car. And so many people, just out of curiosity, will flip the dial and they might turn it on. It might change them forever. So you don't know what your tiny little actions can help in the conversion of so many. And that's what we're all here for the conversion of hearts. And that's why St. Gabriel Catholic Radio exists. Now, I'm supposed to ask you, Trudy, what a novert is.
It's me. Because I hear so much about converts or reverts, and I thought, yeah, I'm a novert. Because I didn't come from another faith. I didn't leave a faith and come back. I knew in college, long time ago, if I ever did anything, I would be Catholic or Jewish, because I felt that they were the originals. And then I had a friend who went to Catholic Church, and I tried all these other churches, and I thought, I this isn't it, until she took me to St. Christopher's. And as soon as I walked in the door, I said, yeah, this is it. This is my home.
Oh, that is
in the Catholic faith.
So on a different level, you got a grand view.
They warned me about you.
Father Watson, he is the king of puns.
We try to be flexible.
Yes, well, we have in the studio our wonderful Dr. Francis Wolanowski and Trudy. They are from Grandview Chiropractic. Now, I'm sure you probably see a role in medicine and your faith, right? Don't you, as a nurse? I think there's definitely integration between faith and medicine. Do you have any little comments you want to add on that?
How long do we have? No, I think there's we have to respect the body. We have to treat it with respect. We have to honor the principles it's made with. And as I tell people in my practice, like that, I've been doing it for 25 years, the body needs no help, but just no interference. We got to clear it out. And I always tell people jokingly when they come in, is like, I'm only allowed to work below the ears. Father, the priests are working above the ears, but I'm working below the ears on the body, trying to get everything tuned back up. And once you kind of tune back up, you know, help them realize that exercise isn't a dirty word. Like, diet, nutrition can play a critical part in their whole well-being. That, you know, they get like that. I see miracles happen every day. I see miracles if they want to. They can really see it. And sometimes they even see. And it's we try not to impart too much Catholic dogma to them. But we do realize that there's a higher power. That you have to acknowledge that. And you can't ignore it. Because if you do, then you're just you're turning your back on something that you're not even aware of. You're missing on out so much good stuff in life.
Well, if our listeners want to come check you out and come visit your practice, where do they find more about you?
Well, they could find us on the web at www.grandviewchiropractic.com.
Awesome.
I mean, you can text our website. We have the number's ported to a cell phone, so it's like we have a lot of people that just look online. I don't pay for stuff, and just listings and positive reviews, because I treat you like family. If I can help you, yeah, I do. If I can't, well, that's the way it is. I mean, you got to find. I try to help you out, figure out what's going to help you get better. Whether it's there's so many variables, but basically it's pretty simple. That if you have something, sometimes it's just getting active, getting out of the chair, getting out from behind the monitor, doing something, getting your 10,000 steps a day, watching the amount of sugar going in, watching the, that can really play a big cumulative effect, And so it's just, we try to be a good adversary like that, we try to help people with advice of this, with healthy habits. Been quietly. Stephen, Grandview Avenue is getting crazy, so watch out for the traffic.
Well, we thank you.
It is not always a grand view.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us today on this Fall Spirit Drive. If you're out there listening, we're up to 10 gifts out of our 14, but we still need 4 more and 2 sustaining members. So call in 614-459-4820 or go to saintgabrielradio.com and you can give a gift right online. And now we are going to be going to a short break.
Hello, this is Marcus Grodi, the host of The Journey Home, and thank you for listening to this Catholic radio station. Catholic radio is an absolutely essential voice in this day and age when we're surrounded by voices of every flavor. How are our children going to hear what's true when their lives are so inundated with so many voices? Catholic radio is there in the car, in the home. It's important, and it needs your support. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like The Journey Home every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Rutherford Funeral Homes and Crematories, serving families in Central Ohio since 1923. Online at rutherfordfuneralhome.com.
From powering our homes to aiding patients, what our clients do is amazing, but they couldn't succeed without technology. At HMB, we believe our technology solutions should create limitless possibilities. Whether it's developing an application, taking your business to the cloud, or something in between, our expert consultants can help you get there. So, what's the next big thing you want to achieve? Let's work on it together so you can. Visit hmbhelpsit.com for a free consultation.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
If you are like most, teachers, priests, and coaches have given you more than you can repay. Woody Hayes often encouraged his players to pay forward, to help those who come after you. To pay forward for the Catholic faith, start with a conversation at the Catholic Foundation. The Catholic Foundation can assist you in understanding your options for planned giving. Pay forward and start your planned giving conversation today at the Catholic Foundation. Catholic-foundation.org.
Would you like to build confidence and lessen anxiety for your child? One-on-one brain training is life-changing. David Riley here, owner of LearningRx, parishioner of St. Paul's in Westerville. At LearningRx, we work with kids who struggle with reading, paying attention, and more. We achieve proven results that help children feel confident and less anxious. I would love to speak with you about private or school-based training. Call me at 614-726-7000 or visit columbusbraintraining.com. That's columbusbraintraining.com.
I Am Only Mary, the novel. is a meditation on the life of Mary by Columbus author Tom Atzberger, available on Amazon.com. That's I Am Only Mary on Amazon.com.
And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Michelle Fanley, and I'm in the studio with Father Michael Watson from St. Mary's in Delaware. And I'm also joined by Dr. Francis Wilmoski and Trudy Wilmoski from Grandview Chiropractic. And we were just chatting before the break about their practice and getting involved in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And they wanted to issue a challenge before they left the studio. So, Dr. Francis, will you give us that challenge?
Well, I want to challenge all of my men's group brothers to try to support. If you're currently not a member, become a member. Do a thing. You know, it does a lot of good things there. You have to quietly support it because it's at this time that our seminaries need help, our church needs help, the AMA 20 needs help. So, you know, like that, all you guys in the morning, 7 a.m. guys with gray hair, you know, the veterans there. Get call in and do something, and plus also some. If you're in the Knights of Columbus, yeah, it's your challenge for the Knights, man. Man up.
There you go.
As Father Watson said, be a good backer.
So you can call in and donate 614-459-4820. You can be a sustaining member. That's just $20 a month. You can join with you can become part of our mission with any amount. We're also still looking for a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. Also, just like the Wilmoskis, you could be a business membership. That's $60 a month for over 100 mentions a year. And this is really, I know personally, my husband has done business advertising on AM 820 for over 10 years, and it's such a blessing, and he always loves his AM 820 clients because he knows when they come in the office that they're coming from that same mindset, and they're always such wonderful, nice, and kind people, and he's always happy to help them out. So please join in our mission. We are at 10 gifts right now. We need a goal of 14. We've got two sustaining members, and we need two more, and we also still need that leadership gift, and we also have some, you know, gifts for you. If you become a new or upgraded sustaining or business member, you receive Father John Ricardo's Rosary DVD. And for a leadership gift, you will receive not only that DVD, but the El Divino Nino 7-inch resin statue, which is a replica of the statue that Mother Angelica has in the piazza at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. And oh, look, Marisa is back and she has her wings.
Yay! Finally.
So tell us, I hope you have some good news for us.
I have some great news. Not only do I have my wings, but I think it's because of Father Watson. You know, so I'm going to like go ahead and take some of those blessings and say that that's what got me my wings.
There you go.
This hour. So we want to say thank you to Nicholas from Westerville, who became a sustaining member.
Woo.
Just wonderful. Thank you, Nicholas. Okay, we also want to thank Jennifer from St. Mary's in Delaware, who gave a one-time gift in honor of Father Watson.
Thanks, Jennifer.
She says that she enjoys Morning Glory, Sunshine Morning Show, Father Larry, and the Seminarian program. So thank you, Jennifer.
I think she wants me to plug the Great Pumpkin Bash coming up on October 27th at St. Mary's featuring Phil Dirt and the Dozers.
Yeah,
oh,
see,
that
that's
sounds
why
like
he's
a
so
fun
loved.
Night.
Yeah. All right, we also want to thank Sheila from St. Mary's in Delaware, giving in honor of Father Watson and Deacon Felix and Deacon Todd at St. Mary's because they help her grow closer to Christ. She says she loves everything about St. Gabriel Radio. Her radio station stays on AM 820. So thank you so much to Sheila. And then finally, we want to thank Karen and Greg, also from St. Mary's in Delaware, giving in honor of Father Watson because they love him, and Father Schalk because he married them. Oh. So thank you so much. They gave a one-time gift. She says that her favorite thing about St. Gabriel Radio is all the programming, national and local. St. Gabriel helps to spread God's word to so many people. So thank you so much, Karen.
Thanks, Karen and Greg.
That is some great news. Yes, thank you for sharing those. We're we're so glad that everyone has been calling in, keeping those phone lines busy, but we still have to make our goals. So we know Father Watson is a popular guy, so you got to get him to make his goal of 14 gifts this hour. We need two more sustaining members of only $20 a month and that one leadership gift. So we encourage you to call in 614-459-4820, or you can give at stgabrielradio.com. Do you have a challenge to issue out there, Father? I know you've been, get some people to call on in.
Yeah, especially some of my golfing buddies out there, like maybe your father-in-law,
Carl.
Call him out. Kurt's brothers, come on, Tom, wherever you are.
Yep, call in 614-459-4820.
So anyway, I've been... very blessed again at St. Mary's and also here at St. Andrew's for a number of years. So maybe there's some of those that still remember me from 5 years ago.
Oh, they remember him very well over there. We still have many great stories I hear about Father Watson all the time. So we are going next to a clip with Jeff Cavins from last year's Catholic Men's Conference.
Nice to meet you.
We've got to learn all about apologetics. We've got to learn all about theology, all about church history, all the councils of the church, Latin, Greek, Aramaic, and all these things. Because a lot of men are like, that's right over my head. But the call is, imitate God. Be imitators of God, Israel. And then listen to what Jesus says. Jesus comes on the scene, and this is beautiful. He is the full manifestation of the Father. And he comes to us, and what does he say? I love it. He says, basically, guys, I don't do anything other than what I see my Father do. And I don't say anything other than what I'm hearing him say. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am imitating and doing everything my Father is. In other words, if you see me, you see the Father. That's what a disciple is. That's what a disciple is. That's what a husband is. That's what a father is that someone who fathers like he fathers. Someone who's a husband like Jesus is a husband. I remember saying to my daughter one time, my oldest daughter, she came home from school one day and I was sitting at the table and I looked at her. Her name is Carly. And I said, Carly, I said, look at me. And she looked at me, and I said something that was, afterwards I thought, man, why did I say that? But I said to her, I looked at her, and I said, honey, I want you to know that when you see me, I want you to see your Heavenly Father. And she's like, whatever. whatever. I just opened my heart up there, you know. And that's what I really meant. I said, if you look at me in the way I treat mom, I want you to know that that is what I'm hoping that's the way the father treats his bride. And when I said that, I realized I was putting my life on the line and that she was watching me. But men, that's what we're called to. We are called to imitate God. And we should be able to say to our children, the way I treat your mother is the way the father treats his church. Wouldn't our families change and our lives change if we did that? Or if we said to our wife, the way that I treat you is going to be the way Christ treats his church, or the way I treat my children is the way the Father nurtures and loves his children. Now, this means that we're going to have to get into the Word. It means we're going to have to get into Scripture. We're going to have to study. But when we do, it's for a purpose, not just to know our faith, but it is that I might imitate. I might imitate. And we want to live one single integrated life as men. We don't want to live two lives. We don't want to live one life at home with our wife and our children and another life at work and on the road. We want to live one life integrated.
That was a clip from Jeff Cavins from last year's Columbus Catholic Men's Conference on Imitating God. I loved how you talked about get into the Word. What a great little quote there from Jeff Cavins. You know, St. Gabriel Radio here, we are here to help you to join us to join in and give our financial gift today to help support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are looking to meet our goal this hour of 14 gifts. We are at 10, so we just need 4 more, and we have about 14 minutes here to go. So I don't know. You think we could do it, Father? We could.
Well, we need to get unstuck. We got a touchdown and a field goal, but we still need a few more extra points here.
There we go.
One more touchdown would be great.
Yes, we get that 17. We get some bonus money, $500, an extra $500. So call in 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. So let's talk about this clip a little bit, Father. And mm-hmm. I know you've been, you know, also with the men's conference and the women's conference, mm-hmm. very instrumental in having these here in Columbus. And St. Gabriel Radio has partnered, so we now broadcast live the conferences so we can reach so many more people.
That is awesome. You know, again, one more reason to support the Catholic Radio is their presence in so many different ways in the life of the Columbus Diocese, and that's one primary way. Even, you know, Friday night football games, too, and they got a great staff of people that work on it. Doug Lascelles, great guy, known him for over 25 years, and then you got Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt. They do a great job, and Larry comes from a great Catholic family that goes back generations at St. Mary's in German Village. And also Lee Cochran, who I know from the Agonis Club, who is one of the commentators in the show afterward that gets into all the high school football scores. But just a way of offering both from a spiritual side and also from a engagement of life in the normal games and activities.
It is really beautiful to see the connection of everyone, of all our Catholic community here.
Which is what Jeff Cavins is referring to, the integration of the whole package of ourselves, our body, our spirit, our mind, our faith, that it all works together as opposed to being compartmentalized and not being able to really offer a more holistic vision.
And I think it's a great tool also because someone might tune in to listen to hear the Watterson game or to hear the St. Francis de Sales game, but they might leave it on the next morning and they might get to hear Father Ricardo or Father,
absolutely.
You know, they might get to hear
Larry
something, Father, yes, Saturday morning. So you never know. You leave that on in the car, what words you're going to hear when you turn on St. Gabriel Radio. And I know personally for me, I can't tell you how many times I've turned on the car and what has come out of the radio was exactly what I needed to hear that day. Then that is what St. Gabriel brings to you. They have all these awesome quotes along the walls here at the studio. And they say, you know, we're news in light of faith. We're truth for the spiritually hungry. We increase and strengthen vocations. It works. Spiritual work of mercy. We revitalize the church.
Well, I was enlightened yesterday by Dr. David
Anders,
Anders at the 2 o'clock about how growing up as a Presbyterian, how he clearly was able to differentiate their belief of salvation as opposed to the Catholic belief, and how the Presbyterian belief is more disjointed in terms of the relationship between the Father and the Son in a more negative light than the Catholic perspective in a more loving light.
And it's great because I know as a busy mom and I work full time, I don't have time to take a theology class at this stage of my life. I wish I could. It would be amazing, but I can learn a lot about the faith by just turning the dial on AM 820 every day. And you're always fed with such amazing information and you learn something new every time you turn on the dial. You can also, you know, there's great opportunities for prayer. At 3 o'clock, I'm picking up my kids and you can pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy right alongside on the radio. And they're actually praying here in the studio for all the listeners. I don't know if everyone knows that is in at 3 o'clock here at St. Gabriel, everything stops, the staff goes into the chapel and they're praying for you.
Absolutely. It's putting it into action.
That's right. So what are some of your other favorites, Father Watson, here at St. Gabriel? What are some favorite programming?
Well, one of my mentors was Monsignor Frank Lane, who is really one of the brightest lights in the diocese, and I really get inspired by his homilies that he on Friday afternoons, for one. Also, Father Ricardo at 8 o'clock to 9. And Larry Richards is one that he gets into your face. He reminds you of a coach back then. I was just up with my baseball coach in high school, John Durant, last week, and John was a kind of fire and ice kind of guy that could get into your face to help you do better. He'd try to motivate you, and I'm always grateful to know John and to be part of his life. But Father Larry does the same kind of message too.
And I had the blessing of getting to meet Father Larry. I spoke at his women's conference in Erie, Pennsylvania. And of course, he gives you the rough and tough on air, but he's just such a kind and gentle soul. And he was so, so wonderful to be with. And I know he ended up writing the foreword for Emily Jaminet and I's last book, The Friendship Project. So he's really an amazing priest doing such great work out there. And I know many people respond to his message, that kind of tough love, no Bible, no breakfast. I love that quote of his. He gets you up and gets you into that word, into the word of God. So if you are out there and you love these programmings here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, we want you to call in 614-459-4820 or at stgabrielradio.com. I see we got another field goal, Father. We're 13. 13 total gifts. We need 14, so we need another extra point. But
yeah, it's hard to get an extra point without getting a safety.
We're going to just have to get a hole of the touchdown. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we got 20? Hit.
Well, we might need a baker like Mayfield.
Well, we've got also needing two more sustaining members. That's just $20 a month. And we're still looking for that leadership gift of $1,000 or more. And don't forget, you can also become a business member. It's a great opportunity to share about your business and support Catholic Radio at the same time. And we have our friend with wings back, Marisa. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Good to be in here with everybody. I've got some exciting news. We are one away from our goal of 14 gifts for the hour. So big news. We're so close. We need everybody just to call in right now. Don't forget, we love those sustaining members. So you can call in at 614-459-4820. You can also go online at stgabrielradio.com to give. We are one away from our goal, so that could be you listening right now to give that gift. But right now, we want to thank Edward and Donna from St. Peter and Chillicothe. They gave a one-time gift, so thank you so much. We want to thank Gary and Shannon from St. Mary's in Delaware, who gave a one-time gift. Thank you very much to them.
Thank you.
And then we want to thank Yasmin from Delaware St. Mary's, who is giving in honor of Father Watson. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Yasmin and Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and she says that she likes to turn on St. Gabriel Radio and hear something uplifting and teachable. She really loves all of it. So thank you so much to our givers. God bless you. And we're just going to keep praying for a more successful hour. So thank you.
I see some papers floating around, so I hope that means some more people are calling in. And if not, just like the Willimoskis shared before, they were listening to a spirit drive on the way home from work, and they decided to call and become business members and have their business advertised on the radio and also support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So we've got about 6 minutes left in this hour, so we'd like you to help us round out and make our goal, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We also have great gifts. If you are become a sustaining member or upgrade your sustaining membership, we have a DVD of the Most Holy Rosary with Father John Ricardo. And we also have some drawings going on. So there is an Our Lady of Fatima statue that's going to be drawn before this Saturday, and also two football tickets to the OSU Nebraska game on November 3rd. So that's a sounds like if you're a Buckeye fan, this opportunity to see a great game and also help out St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So again, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Do you have any other, parting messages before we round out this hour, Father? Any more, inspiring words to share with our listeners today?
Well, I don't know if I do per se, but
you've got to have something punny to say, right?
I could, but I could just I threw a little prayer in for the Oganis Club earlier today at lunch about our Buckeyes playing, that I said that I pray that they continue to be bold and brave and go out and flatten the green wave. Of course, that doesn't apply to Newark Catholic, who is also the green wave. We're running into a hornet's nest tonight playing Lincoln Heights, but I think that's on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. So tune in tonight. You can listen to Catholic Friday Night Football, Friday Night.
That's right. But it's a great blessing to be here and to be part of this great radio network and to see how it has grown over the last 10 years and just reached out and the tentacles that have just expanded through especially the gift of faith. And that gift is producing great fruit. So it's a wonderful entity that the Diocese of Columbus should be very proud of.
It is exciting. I feel like 10 years ago when I put my first bumper sticker on or bumper magnet on, you drive around. If I saw someone with another bumper magnet, I was pretty sure I knew them. But now I go everywhere and I see bumper magnets. You pull into St. Charles and the entire parking lot there, half the cars have St. Gabriel bumper magnets on them. So it's really amazing to seeing it spread into all these different parishes and people are getting excited and tuning in and learning about their faith and being more involved. I'm sure you see even at your parish level, people like the Willimoskis who listen and then they get more involved in their parish and they want to help it and be, instead of just being a check-in and check-out on Sunday, they want to be involved in their parish.
Absolutely. It provides an avenue to really grow in the faith and to, I guess with those bumper stickers, to have a magnetic personality.
Well, Father, I know you just had a short Buckeye prayer there, but would you close this hour just with a prayer for all of our listeners and for the station?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time having been spent, especially to give you honor and glory. And we continue to make our prayers to you to seek your blessings upon this wonderful radio station, that it may continue to grow and to give you praise and glory each day. And we ask for your blessing upon all of us who are listening in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And we not only reached our goal, but surpassed it at 16. So woo, we did it, Father. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for all of you who have called in. And thank you, Father Watson, for joining us in the AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive 4 o'clock hour. God bless.
Alas.
So, of course, sort of in desperation, I thought, well, maybe if I just go back to church, God's going to help me out. He's going to tell me what to do with my life. So I go back to Mass one Sunday morning, and it was just, I fell in love. I fell in love with the Lord. I fell in love with the Mass. I felt like I was home again. I just had this peace come over me, and it was just, that was sort of, I guess, maybe we could say a reversion experience.
Just walking into that Mass, was there any part of the Mass or just the whole experience?
Just being there at Mass. It was like, oh, this is what I remember from childhood, going to Mass. And it was just something very peaceful about it. And I thought, this is what I need to be doing on a regular basis, coming here to Mass. And maybe it was because my mom used to take all of us, and she was very... she made sure that we would at least go to Mass on the weekends as we were growing up. And
it kind of sounds like it rekindled something,
It did.
Something familiar,
for sure. Something very familiar, yes.
Okay, so seeds that are planted in childhood that sound like,
exactly.
So in this coming back kind of like, oh, okay, I feel home. I got this peace. Was there more than just this hunger for the faith? Was there finding like a hint of a vocation at this point?
Well, okay. So at this point, when I realized, okay, I better go to Mass on a regular basis, and God sort of like entered into my life, and he was real for me. That's when the first time ever I had a prayer life, and I started to pray to God and say, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And so... within a couple of months, he actually answered my prayer. So I received a brochure in the mail, and it was from the Legionaries of Christ, and it was just a recruiting brochure, but it said, have you ever considered becoming a priest? And I had not been part of any like religious mailing lists, you know. Right. So it was just so out of the blue that I was convinced that that was God talking to me, telling me what to do with my life. Of course, I started shaking and I broke out into a cold sweat. And I was like, what? You want me to become a priest? I had never considered becoming a priest ever before that time. So, of course, you know, I'm 24 years old. So I realized then, okay, I think I need to pursue the priesthood.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We have to stop this abortion. We have to stop murdering babies by law. We have to educate our children in the ways of God, not the ways of sex and the ways of drugs. You say, well, no, Mother, we're not teaching them in the ways of sex. Oh, yes, you are when you start third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. You don't fill your minds with that. At that age, you fill your minds with God. And you can give me all the reasons why they have to. They don't have